Hello, hello, good morning. And if you don't know already, then I'm here to tell you that you're listening to Entrepreneurs Verse, the daily podcast giving you an insight into the daily workings and routines of the LD14 cohort. Up today, I have the wonderful team of Yose and Yusuf, who both run Crew. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
That's an absolute pleasure. What are you guys working on?
We are working on Crew, which is a tool to get 24/7 advice from fitness professionals. That's nutritionists, physios, and coaches. With the crucial elements that it's live, it's human-centered, it's all about relationships and community. And what we want to do is create a tool that's so useful and with an experience, a user experience so smooth that you just keep coming back to it. So it's a base of functionality with lots of AI that we are already thinking of how to build on top of.
And so how's it all going so far?
It's going great. I mean, it's been a push, but because it's a consumer product, you need to prove things faster, I think, just to get to traction as soon as you can. So we've had to get all the contracts ready. There are at least three types of contractual relationships. So your like privacy and cookie policies, that's all online. We've done all the functionalities like fitness plans, meal plans. We have the live stream on, comments, payments. It's all integrated already. We're about to also launch subscriptions and packages. We have search functionalities. You can look for your different pros. We have the pro space where you can sign up and create your own offering, the consumer space as well. We've built a UI for the entire thing, which we are almost done with implementing. If you go to crew.life right now, you will see the result of that implementation for most of the pages actually already. And the design as well. So we've gone through a whole design iteration. We have our brand, we have social media to display that. We have a marketing plan, which we have already started implementing. We're looking for our first interns, just going through the final stages with them, contractors as well that are helping us in parallel. So yeah, it's been a push, but it's really, really worth it.
Well, talk about moving fast. That's great to hear. So is that targeting your standard consumers, or are you going for more professional level athletes?
So we're trying to make this a mass product because we, thanks to Yusuf's edge, which he can talk about more, we basically can serve tons of people at a really, really low cost. What we're thinking is, you know, the market has been quite polarized until now. Either you had really, really high performance professionals that needed really, really specific advice from and follow-up from professionals, and then you had people going on YouTube and finding some exercise to do and they're hurting themselves. So what we thought is, you know, it's so easy to get other things on demand, from anything from legal advice to, I don't know, to entertainment. Why should I not be able to do a 20-minute check-in if it's just as easy as clicking a button and get advice from a physio, for example?
To add to that also, a strong part of the ethos of our platform is that we want to support independent professionals and sort of level the playing field on that front. So from the other side, from the supply side, those are the kinds of people that we also want to support.
Got it. And I guess now is a very good time to start launching this project, what with, you know, everyone being remote and locked in a lockdown. And never being one to resist a segue, Yusuf, what is your edge?
So the topic of my PhD was sort of large-scale peer-to-peer networks, computer networks, for real-time applications. The context that I looked at it in my PhD was specifically for gaming, but the same ideas can be applied to any real-time use case, one of them being, for example, live video sessions, and being able to scale that up without hurting your bottom line as a business, and while also having sort of better performance and better fault tolerance.
So how did you guys form? I'm guessing, you know, Jose is more the CEO, Yusuf, you're the technical side.
Absolutely right.
So we have had a bunch of chats. I really liked speaking to Yusuf because even though he's very much an all-around CTO in the sense that he's curious about everything, he's also really practical and pragmatic. And what I really liked is the fact that whenever we discuss his edge or his background, he never seemed to think about it in a vacuum. He always talked about the application to different fields. He always talked about the importance of context to do one thing or another. And finally, I also really liked the social side of his thinking. It was for him, it was a given that he wanted to benefit. In this case, he was talking about education and making education more readily available and helping with tools that might help independent people in that space. And then I also had that same inkling that whatever I did, it had to have a clear sort of positive impact in society. So at one point, we just clashed positively. This is like, oh my God, like actually you have these technologies, but I have this use case, and instead of being technology led, we can be use case led. And, we suddenly both felt really, really passionate about everything that could be accomplished.
Yeah, I think when all those ideals fit together nicely, it's one of those things that when you know, and you just find yourselves being a lot more productive than you would be if you're just struggling through an idea you might not have a fit for.
I completely agree with that. And if you're on a team or you're exploring an idea inside or outside of Entrepreneur First, I'm not sure that this can be advice, but I can tell you about my own experience. And it's, I've gone through ideas either formally in a team or informally where I was kind of like looking for a fit to make it happen. It's like, what has to be true to make this happen? Well, here's the other way around. Like, I am 100% confident that there's a market for this, that it's useful, that it has a positive impact in the world, that we can make a difference. Whether this goes through IC or not, which obviously touch wood, it does. It's something clicked, and I can tell you, like, you know, if you're not sure yet, well, I'm not telling you to give up. I do think that, you know, definitely give yourself the luxury of exploring a bit further. You know, if it ends up being outside of EF, that's fine. But, you know, for me, it was definitely a transition point when I realized that something just clicked.
So I want to explore that idea a bit further. Yusuf, I was hoping you could tell me a bit more about the early days. So when you and Jose, agreed to form a team, what were the first steps there? How did you go from knowing you wanted to work with Jose to actually executing and getting crew to where it is now?
So in the early days, we had nothing, essentially. We had no product, right? And for an idea like ours, where the defensibility relies very much on traction and numbers, we had to move really fast to put something out there, something sort of just an MVP at least, and try to already gauge interest and get sort of tangible numbers. In the early days, it was a lot of thinking about what this MVP would look like, and what kind of hypotheses we need to prove, essentially, in order to be sure that we're moving in the right direction. So fortunately, Jose had already done a lot of customer calls before we'd even formed a team, and we were discussing some of the results of these calls even before we formed a team, and we could build on that sort of right off the bat. From the start, we'd already begun implementing and building the actual product, which is normally not advised, but for our idea, it was the best thing we could do.
Yeah, I think with B2C, that is the advantage, especially if you can create an MVP out of a web app. You are just able to get something quick out the door and iterate it based on real user behavior and user feedback, which, yeah, having that tight feedback loop is certainly a bonus for the B2C crowd. Where do you see it going then in say, five or 10 years?
The way that I see this playing out is people were for years so at home entertainment as a compromise, or not a compromise, but definitely as a part experience from, say, going to the cinema, because I mean, cinema is expensive, you have to actually travel there. And then along came Netflix to prove that actually it just covers a different consumption moment within the day. It just covers different needs, and it's a different product actually even that you consume. And what I want to do with Crew is exactly that. Is, like I said, the market was very polarized. So what if I can just consume this in a much more seamless way, still connect with those professionals, get the product delivered in many different formats, live stream, sure, but also fitness plans, meal plans, which we've also built the functionality for, content. Everyone is crying out for content these days, from bigger businesses to small businesses, and our platform is built on content. It's generated as part of the default. So So you can, we can create that content either to, for professionals to have that to use as a marketing base. So for example, one of the things we're aspiring to do is, given the readings that we get from your video footage on your, on the strain that you're putting yourself through, which is something that we can see through oxygen saturation, heart rate. We can also read your body fat. That's probably not going to tell us anything on the spot. Through that, we can automatically produce 6 to 10 second shareable clips, branded, of course, for the sake of virality. And that helps not only consumers show how hard they're working, but also professionals, because no matter who you are these days, you have to publicize yourself, and we can produce that content for you. So we're hoping that that becomes, you know, take your go-to place to say, oh, well, you know, who else is doing, I don't know, morning stretches, and like, what are their highlights, or, you know, who's doing CrossFit, or who's doing all of these different things, and just consume their, the top highlights like you would consume other type of content within the platform.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're onto a winner there if you're combining fitness with the wonderful platform for vanity that, that Instagram offers. very good to hear, guys. What we're going to do now is move on to the lighter side of the podcast, a quick fire round where we play over or underrated. I'm simply going to mention a certain topic or concept, and I want you both to give your gut answer as to whether you think it's under or overrated. Does that sound good?
Awesome.
Okay, here we go. Elon Musk.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah. CrossFit.
Underrated.
Underrated.
Video games.
Underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
Pasta.
Underrated.
Oh, that's a hard one. Overrated.
On the fence there.
Just because it's not Spanish. It's just because it's not Spanish.
Paella.
Underrated. Joseph, watch what you're saying here.
No, underrated. Underrated for sure.
Oh, thank God. I think we just avoided our first team breaker. Machine learning.
Overrated.
Oh, yeah. It's fancy statistics. Overrated.
I'm going to get hated for that, but yeah.
24/7 live advice from fitness coaches.
Underrated.
Underrated.
That's the test, guys. Well done. Jose and Youssef, it's been a blast. Thank you very much for coming on. And it's been really exciting to hear about where Crew's going to go. Do you have an idea for when sort of version one's going to be able to come out?
It's out. We have our first signups, and the only reason we don't have more is because we have held on from pushing it to more people until we iron out the kicks that are coming out from those initial customers.
It's out. Where can we find it?
Crew.live.
Crew.live. What do the listeners get as a little discount? Is there anything available?
Do you know what? You can just sign up for my classes and I'll do them for free for you.
There we go. Entrepreneurs, our first offer. Sign up now. Crew.live. Exclusive. Tell them David referred you and hopefully I'll get a little cut. Okay, great. Guys, thank you very much for coming on. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.